91 Green Street. This four-story brick building was built around the turn of the 20th century, with commercial space on the ground floor and apartments above. This is one example of the type of building that used to line Green and Water Streets. It's a rare survivor of the mixed-use commercial tenement buildings that were so common in this immigrant neighborhood through the first half of the 20th century. Over the years, the ground floor of this building has housed a variety of commercial uses: a Chinese laundry, a glass shop, a sporting goods store, a wholesale tobacco and candy vendor, and a used furniture store. Since the 1980s, it's been home to nightclubs, Sir Morgan's Cove in the 1980s and 90s, and since 1999, the Lucky Dog Music Hall. This building's greatest claim to fame is an unforgettable Rolling Stones concert held here at Sir Morgan's Cove in 1981, in a club that hosted Aerosmith, Boston, Korn, Godsmack, Staind, and other greats. This is the night to remember. The Rolling Stones were ending a stay at Longview Farm, a recording studio in nearby North Brookfield, where they were rehearsing for an upcoming world tour to publicize their latest release, Tattoo You. It's said that they picked Sir Morgan's Cove as a venue because there was a Union Jack painted on the side of the building. Whatever the reason for their choice, the world-famous rock group chose to play it for its first live concert in over 3 years at Sir Morgan's Cove in Worcester. 350 Rolling Stones fans were crammed into the club as hundreds more stood outside in the rain to hear what they could. The group opened with Under My Thumb and played classics including Satisfaction, Honky Tonk Woman, Tumblin' Dice, Some Girls, Emotional Rescue, and Tattoo You. They played for 2 hours. The following week, the Stones were playing for a crowd of 90,000 in Philadelphia's JFK Stadium. For those who were at Sir Morgan's Cove that evening in 1981, the excitement of this nearly private concert in Worcester is still electric, even after all these years.
Continue south along Green Street to a multi-story brick building at the northeast corner of Green and Harrison Streets. The street address is not visible, but the word Acadia appears in the stained glass transom above the front door.